This goes to Dr. Seth Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Lois Kowalewic, I got to spell it, K-O-W-A-L-E-W-I-C, Z like zebra. Date of birth, 8-20 of 1949. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kowalewic for stage 3B chronic kidney disease and ischemic cardiomyopathy. She was seen in consultation on October 31st of 2023 and has been feeling well since her last visit. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. She is eating many vegetables and avoids high-fat animal protein in her meals. Usually she prefers salmon and chicken if she is going to include animal protein. And she has lost 8 pounds over the last 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, and other medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, her weight is 166 pounds, pulse is 80, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large delt cuff is 144 over 52. Her neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done April 23rd of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.41 with estimated GFR of 38. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.5, phosphorus 4.0, albumin 4.3. Hemoglobin is 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, and she's on low dose of metoprolol, 50 milligram extended release daily. Also hypertension, which is at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 2 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.